You've heard of FOMO. You've heard of JOMO, maybe. I want to introduce you to ROMO. Hey guys, welcome to this new episode of Love, People, and Make Money. My name is Kelly McCauzy. I am your host. This is episode number 30, and I'm solo, technically, but in my heart, I feel like I'm recording this episode with 90 guests, and that's because I'm in the middle, the beginning of the Stretch Yourself Challenge, the 10th anniversary of the Stretch Yourself Challenge running live in September of 2019. I spent a little more than an hour today visiting blogs. One of the early extra credit opportunities in the challenge, it was an invitation to go blog about the challenge, why you were in, what stretching means to you. And wow, the blogs I've read are so inspiring. There are 90 people signed up for this live challenge round. I think I visited and commented on a dozen blog posts. Not everyone takes advantage of every extra credit opportunity. I believe there will be more blogs for me to catch up on that just haven't been posted yet. But getting to read the comments, what people have to say to their communities about what it means to stretch themselves is super powerful. It gives me a chance to see the ripples of this invitation. When I invite someone to stretch, it is for the sake of what I know it's going to create in their business. They're part of my community, but they have their own community out there. Whether they're helping people have a happier marriage or a healthier life or a more successful business, they all have a desire for their people. When I invite them to stretch, they go stretch for the sake of their community. And then the ripples spread and I get to create more of what I want in the world, which is definitely more people proud of their content. So it felt amazing. I'm so impressed and inspired by what people are doing, especially the people who have historically been staying in their comfort zone. You know, there's a gal in my challenge. She's a client, Rosie Batista. She is a real butt kicker. I mean, I met her this spring at beach camp. And, you know, as I learned about her, I thought, man, she is a real go-getter. She stretches herself on a regular basis. I mean, she did a bodybuilding competition in her early 50s. I mean, that's somebody who's used to stretching. Sorry, I keep losing my voice a little bit. Rosie, ever since she joined my coaching program, has been stretching herself. She's creating her card deck creation course. It is almost entirely ready to go. We've been taking pre-orders. It's amazing. But she's joined this challenge and she's stretching herself even more, and she loves every minute of it. Like from the minute I met her, I knew she was the kind of person who loved to stretch. But you know, there are a lot of people in my challenge who historically, they don't like to stretch. They like their comfort zone. They like their safe, predictable flow. They have resisted stretching for as long as I've known them. And some of them I've known a really long time. We're talking 15 years. There's a gal stretching herself right now to a wild extent. It's the first time I've ever seen her do it in 15 years. And the thing is I'm so glad that we don't look at people and put them in a little box that says, okay, this person, they don't ever stretch. Because you never know when something lands and they decide, this is it. This is my chance. This is the invitation I'm going to accept. I'm ready to stretch. Look out, world. Here I come. Man, it's just so stinking fun. It's impressive. One of the comments, one of the blog posts, one of my friends, Luana, I've known her for several years, and she's consistently surprised me. You know, she says she's a little shy. She says she's introverted. But, you know, I've spent time with her at live events, and you know, she's really fun to be around. At beach camp, she actually went to Hamburger Mary's with us, which is a drag show. It's a dinner theater with drag show. And she had a blast. And I'm like, where's my shy friend? Like, she's really letting her hair down over here. So I've always known she's had it in her to stretch, but she is stretching right now. Are you familiar? You must be familiar with the term FOMO. FOMO, which stands for fear of missing out. When I see something happening and everyone else is having fun, or they're talking about what they're going to do and how much fun they're going to have, it creates in me, I create this feeling of FOMO, like, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to miss out if I don't do what they're doing. So I want to go sign up. That's FOMO, fear of missing out. Then somebody coined another term, and that's JOMO, J-O-M-O, which stands for the joy of missing out. So everyone's talking about what they're going to do, and you just sit back and smile because you're glad you're not doing it. That's the joy of missing out. But I want to coin a new phrase just today. I hope I'm inventing it, but maybe I'm not. ROMO, R-O-M-O, and that is refusal of missing out. It's not fear saying, oh, I don't want to miss it. I got to go. It's saying, I want it so bad, I refuse to miss out. I'm not being driven by fear. I'm driven by my own determination. ROMO, R-O-M-O, refusal of missing out. And I saw that this week in my friend Val Selby. So Val was watching chatter around live events. So there's the two big live events that I do every year. Exposure and Profit is in 2019, it's in October in Atlanta. And then Beachpreneurs that I co-host with Nicole Dean, that's in May of 2020 on Daytona Beach. These two big events I do, Val saw that two of her friends had bought tickets this week to beach camp. And she said, oh, I refuse to stay home, be sad, and miss out on the fun. And here's the thing. She lives on the West Coast, and her business is in a growth phase. It's not like at this point where it's all fully super duper profitable. She does not have a budget set aside from her profits for events. So when she said, oh no, I refuse to miss out on this. She doesn't know how she's going to pay for it all. There's a flight to be paid for. There's hotel room to be paid for. There's food at the event to be paid for. And then, of course, the ticket to buy. But she said, oh no, hell no, I refuse. And it was her refusal of missing out that moved her. She went ahead and she bought her ticket. She bought it now because that's the lowest price. You know, the price goes up as time goes by. I'm so stinking excited that she's going to be there. She was there this last year on my team. She's been my community projects manager over the last year. But this year, this coming year, she's coming of her own volition, on her own dime. And she's going to make it happen because of Romo. Refusal of missing out. And I am so fired up because do you know what this is going to create for her? When we operate out of Romo, when we refuse to miss out, when we refuse to play small, stand down, accept excuses, stay in our comfort zone, when we refuse it, magic happens. I cannot wait to see what happens for Val. Between now and May, I know for a fact, by the time May comes, by the time she has to buy her flight and pay for her hotel, so much will have come to fruition in her business. I bet it won't even be a stretch anymore. You know, my 3-year-old granddaughter, children that young are all essence driven because the desire bubbles up and they want to do it. And, you know, she comes into my room and she sees me doing something and she says, she might say, I help you, you know, and she just wants to get up here and help. But sometimes she'll come up to me. She'll see what I'm doing and she'll get a big grin on her face and she'll say, I'm Nana, you're Ava. And that means she wants to switch places with me. She wants me to leave my chair and let her sit here and do whatever it was I was doing. And it just cracks me up. And sometimes I'm like, okay, no problem. I'm Ava, you're Nana, and I'll give her my chair. But sometimes I don't really want to give her my chair. I want to keep doing what I'm doing. And so, you know, I might say, no, I'm Nana, you're Ava. I might push back a little bit, but I was working on something and she says, I'm Nana, you're Ava. And I said, no, I'm Nana. And she was like, no, you're Ava. I'm Nana. That's my chair. Like, just cracked up. That's her. It's her Romo. It's like she refuses. It's her refusal of missing out. Like, nope, I'm going to do it. Get on board, Nana. Now, I could push back. But I love her so much and I enjoy it so much that I make way for her. And you guys, I believe more than ever before that life will make way for you when you refuse to give up. When you press in and say, it's going to happen. I will make it happen. When you get yourself moving in the direction, I believe life will make way. So, however you feel about all the live events that I've got going on, whether you feel FOMO or Jomo or Romo. I would love to spend time with you at these events. So check it out. Come on back to my site, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for episode number 30. You'll find event information right on the homepage. So if you go to Love People Make Money, you will find links to Exposure and Profit, links to Beach Camp, links to Beach House, Beach Condo, links to any place else that I'm going to be speaking this next year, and especially links to where I'm going to be doing All About You workshops. I'll be getting those dates published soon. So what are you feeling right now? Are you feeling FOMO, JOMO, or ROMO? Let me see you chase down what it is that you want. Have a great day. See you in the next episode.